It includes Hawaii, that you really don't consider as a drought area, but they are suffering a drought as well. So this is a big concern, you know, with our producers, no matter what stage they're in cow-calf, ranchers, backgrounders, feedlot, it affects us all. And the real challenge is, as a result of this, you know, our herd is at the lowest it's been in 60 years. And that does not bode well for industry. We've got to get this herd built up, but we absolutely cannot do it until this drought subsides.
Let's talk a little bit about over this last year, your year as president of NCBA. What are the two or three things that really stick out in your mind that you really are going to point to and say, I was glad I was a part of that?
The first thing I would say is just the hospitality of the producers all across the nation. It is really a tremendous opportunity to go into their back door, be welcomed almost like family, to show the operation that they've got and work together. I've said that we've got a lot of different independent producers. We all do it a little bit differently, but in the long run, we're all in the same business. We have to work together. The other thing I think that we finally have gotten some good news out of some foreign markets, free trade agreements, and probably one of the highlights was the Japan opening, or at least going from 20 months to 30 months of age. And I really should say also we were very concerned and glad to see the estate tax come to closure as it did.
And of course, that was not a complete victory, but yet you got a lot of what we've had the last couple of years and made permanent.
And that's exactly right. Disappointed the fact that they raised the tax from 35% to 40%. But on the other side, we did have the chance of reducing the exemption down to $1 million. And today's day and age, with the land prices they are, the cattle prices, machinery prices, about anything, it does not take much to get to be $1 million in equity. So we're very pleased. At least now we have a number we can work with. And it does have an inflationary factor, so it will be going up. But it is not in jeopardy or a moving target, as we say. So, you know, if you give the two of them, we're happy we've gotten an exemption where we are, but disappointed with the raising of the tax.
When we think about, of course, during your year as president, we had presidential elections, congressional elections. At the end of the day, not much change as far as who's in charge in each of those bodies.
Exactly right. So we're experienced in what we need to be doing. we've got a lot of people. Of course, what's happening now in some of the regulatory agencies is you're getting a turnover there, which a lot of times during a presidential term, if it's for two terms, a lot of times those don't stay on. And we're seeing some turnover in there. We do not yet know who, for example, is going to be the head of the EPA, which we work, you know, very closely, or have to keep an eye on there. But you're right. You know, it's kind of the same old thing, and we'll just see how it goes. But the thing that I'm most proud of with NCBA is we're going to be representing our producers across the nation day in and day out where they need to be represented and have their voice heard.
When it comes to those regulatory issues that we've had over the last really the last couple of years, as you've gone through the chairs, it seems like that they have gotten a lot more proactive under the Obama administration.
You know, we always say that if you can't legislate, you regulate. And I think that's what we've really seen is that administration has had challenges in getting legislation passed. So as a result, with the regulatory agencies that they, of course, choose the leaders of, they can kind of ratchet up a minute and get more regulatory duties that affect us on a day-to-day operation. And that's why it's very, very important for our producers to have representation, because all too often these regulatory ideas will not work in our cattle production operations. So we've always got to have our voice there heard, either encourage some movement or discourage something with whatever may be coming out of these agencies.
One thing that we've seen in recent years, the rise of some folks that are very anti-animal agriculture. Humane Society of the U.S. is obviously kind of the top of that list, but there are several groups out there. What are your concerns going forward? You're obviously stepping away from the national leadership position, but yet this isn't going to go away.
No, it's not, and I think we realize that, and I think they also know that we're not going away either. Our organization is strong, and we're going to have our voice out there. As I've heard all over the place, especially with consumers, they say, you need to tell your story, need to tell your producer story. Well, we are trying to do more and more of that to give them a more education of what we do, how we take care of the environment, how we take care of the animals, et cetera. The other organizations, I understand what they're about, and we're at opposite ends of the spectrum on that, but it's a fact. The big thing I think that probably has changed in this whole thing is social media. Anymore, news can explode, and everybody knows about it, and that's probably is what has changed in our industry, especially is how fast some news and things can skyrocket or go viral, if you will.
I guess we experienced that a year ago or so with pink slime.
Yes, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, the lean, finely textured beef, when that came, I immediately went up to the plant because I heard about it and wanted to be able to be as educated as I could to talk to people and so on. So that's a prime example. We've got issues management that we're always looking at and making sure we're trying to be ahead of the game. So when and if there is another lean, finely textured beef or some issue that the public perceives as, something they want more information about, we'll have it.
Circle back around to the comments you made as we began this conversation, the fact that we are at a 60-year low on our overall cattle herd. Beef cow numbers have gotten below the 30 million mark, now 29.2 million, I think, was the number the other day from USDA. How do we step up and find a way? Obviously, we've got to get out of drought, but how do we step up and do everything we got to do to increase mama cows again?
Producers really know the situation, and I think they're looking at sustainability themselves. They've got generational operations that they've been in it for many years, and in many cases, the next generations have taken over. You can't just say, okay, let's build our herd. It's going to take place when the events are right, not only with the climatic conditions and the drought, but also financial. So we'll see this. It'll turn. We are a cyclical industry, and we'll see these numbers start increasing. We've already got some states, primarily in the northern area, that are starting to expand somewhat. And, that's the nature of our business. It'll take place, but it's something you just can't say, okay, let's do it. It'll happen on its own.
How bad shape are you folks in Nebraska as far as these dry conditions?
We're very dry. It's been really a year since we've had any sizable moisture. So we really have not had much snow. It's very concerning conditions, and I would say pretty much all across the state.
As you step away from NCBA, what bit of advice would you have to somebody looking at getting involved in the cattle industry as far as they're a cattle producer, but they haven't really been involved with any organization, maybe, for that matter? Why spend their time doing this?
Well, I think what they have to first off look at is the betterment for them and their operation. Independently, you can do a lot, but by working together, you can get a lot more done. And I look at this not only on the local, the state, and the national partnership. Is we've got to have local organizations look out for what's in their backyard. We've got to have state organizations worry about regulations and laws within the state. Plus, we've got to have a national association looking out for things that come out of Washington, D.C. And I always say any producer can do it. Yeah, we realize they're short on time, but you've really got to be part of something bigger than yourself. And if you're really looking at the industry and the future, you've got to be involved and be a member.
Nebraska cattle producer J.D. Alexander, the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.